And I'm Julie Miller, and you're listening to Resonance on CJMQ 88.9. And if you're just joining us, well, welcome. And if you've been with us for a while, well, it's really nice that to know that you're listening. So we're here live, and my guests have arrived. Janice LeDuc and David Gillies have been organizing the Church Street Cafe Coffee House series for 11 years. It's amazing how fast time goes. And they're here in studio, going to spend some time. They brought in a playlist, which is looks really, really interesting and wonderful. So, Janice, David, hello.
Hello.
Hi again, Julie.
Thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, and it's for a really special occasion, a special, sad, nostalgic occasion, and that is the last concert. Not Janice is nodding.
Yeah, it is. It is that. It's sad, but it's been such a good run. It's been very good. So, yeah, it's a mix, a little of both.
Yeah, so just to remind everybody that this is a concert series that has run for 11 years, the first Friday of every month from September to May, David?
Till May, yeah.
Every month.
Yeah, and I think the thing to remember is it's not actually the end. Part of the reason we've decided to let this format go is because there are other places that are making music. And there's the Caravan Restaurant near North Hatley.
Yep.
There's the Singing Goat that just opened up in Sherbrooke. There's, of course, the series that you're running in Overton. So we feel like we could sit back a little bit and enjoy some music organized by somebody else. And we will be organizing sporadic concerts. And the key to knowing when these are going on is our email list. And the best thing to do is to contact one of us and give us your email. And when something's happening, you'll find out about it.
Yeah. So we'll give out an email address maybe a bit later in the show. But does it feel like 11 years has gone by? Is that a funny question? I mean, you must have heard so many bands. You've had
people. When I start going through and remembering who came and when, and you know, there's a lot of musicians in there. Yeah. A lot of people came through. A lot of very good musicians came through.
Yeah. How did you find them all?
How did we find them all? Oh, goodness. I think mostly we love going out to music venues, and we just kept going out and meeting people here, there, and everywhere. Some of it, word of mouth.
Musicians talk to musicians. Yeah. They're always looking for places to play. And once the snowball started, finding musicians wasn't the hard part of organizing this series. It was actually very enjoyable. We became friends with many of the musicians and the people that came to the concerts. Yeah. So the whole thing has been very enriching to our lives. Yeah. And it's still, there's a network there that we can still tap into.
It's a special formula, that intimate live music, you know, not in a bar.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
It's all about the music. That's all it's about.
Do you think people appreciate live music as much as they could?
I think a lot of people don't understand or don't. I don't know what it is exactly. It's not a grand spectacle. It's just people playing music and people listening. You know, it sort of comes out of the whole kitchen party, playing music with your neighbors, that sort of idea. And we have lost it in a big way. And I think it's really, I'm really glad that there's more and more of it cropping up again, that people are getting down to more like community-oriented events rather than the big, you know, Nashville or, you know, the big California scene or something, or the big 70s scene, you know. There's live music. There's very talented people around us, and I want to say ordinary people, but they're not ordinary people because they're very talented, but they're people like you and me, you know?
Yeah, that are down to earth, perhaps. Down to earth, and there's that communion and community to it, eh?
Yeah.
Should we listen to something?
Yeah.
What should we listen to? I've got a playlist here. I've got the first one on the playlist. Should we listen to the first one on the playlist?
First one is Bill Garrett and Sue Lothrop. And Sue Lothrop grew up in the Sherbrooke area. And this song is about her mother, who passed away a couple of years ago. And it's a song that when she sings it, you can hear the emotion in her voice. And scene that she's talking about is when her mother was living right by the tracks in Lennoxville, and what would happen when the unemployed men who were riding the rails would come into town and want to do a job of work for something to eat.
Back in the 30s, when times were hard. Mm. Right here, across the tracks.
Right here. Yeah. And it's called Red Shoes. It's from their album of the same name, hey? But this is a live recording we're going to hear.
It was recorded at the Church Street.
Yeah, okay. So here we go. As you just heard from David Gillies, recorded live at Church Street Cafe, Bill Garrett and Sue Lothrop with Sue Lothrop's song, Red Shoes. Recorded live at the Church Street Cafe. I'm not quite sure when, but was that when was that recorded?
Oh, a year and a half ago, about.
about, yeah. Bill Garrett and Sue Lothrop. Recorded live, but it was taken from their album Red Shoes, and that was the song Red Shoes. And wonderful, we were talking about live music before we listened to that, and wonderful things can happen in live music.
Yeah, the serendipity of the moment can be quite wonderful.
Yeah, live, it just magical things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking about some of the recordings that we have here. We have like Mood Indigo.
Mood Indigo was a very special moment at the Church Street Cafe. It wasn't a song that they planned to do, but it was near the end of the second set.
So which band is it we're talking about?
This is the Missing Cats.
Okay.
That's Louis Franco, Will Patton, who's coming with another group this Friday, and Don O'Shabner. And they play a lot of gypsy jazz, Django Reinhardt style stuff, a lot of swing in what they do. And they were looking for a song near the end of the set, and one of them suggested Mood Indigo. And they just nailed it. They just completely nailed it. And there were people in the audience with tears streaming down their face. It was so wonderful.
Really?
It's three-part harmony, wonderful instrumentation, and they were just feeling it.
Shall we listen?
I would like to.
So once again, this is recorded live at the Church Street Cafe. And the group's called Missing Cats, so it's Louis Franco, Don O'Shabner?
Shabner,
right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And Will Patton. And Will Patton will be there with another group, and we'll listen to some of his stuff a bit later. We listened to a little bit just before 7:30. This is Mood Indigo. It can perhaps bring tears to your eyes. Let's have a listen.
You ain't been blue. No, no, no. You ain't been blue. That feeling cold, stealing now to my shoes, while I sit and sigh. Go. Always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening when nights are low, I am so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. Thank you.
be gone. That feeling comes creeping down to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long.
I was just saying, if you're not relaxed after listening to that, stop. Cut off the coffee, cut off the tea, cut off the chocolate. You're listening to Resonance on CJMQ 88.9. I'm your host, Julie Miller. I'm here live till 9 o'clock, and my guests in studio for the next little while, and I'm very lucky to have them, are Janice LeDuc and Dave Gillies from the Church Street Cafe Coffee House. Their last concert is coming up this Friday evening at 8 p.m., right? When do doors open?
At 7.
At 7? Do people come that early and hang
out? People like to come out early and visit. They see their friends, they talk for a while, and then when the music starts, they're ready to sit down and listen.
Yeah, that's they've got all the talking out of their system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they've gotten all excited and are ready to be relaxed. Okay. I'm still wondering back to the early days when you started to do this. Like Janice, you were saying how much you just love live music, and you know, it was sort of an easy thing to get into, but it's a big step to start producing concerts. No, you're just sitting there smiling as if it's not a question at all.
Well, we weren't alone. I mean, there was the two of us, and we always had, well, there was Ken Matacoro was right with us right from the very beginning. He was very important. And there were always others. There was a group of us that started it. And so we weren't alone with it. There were people to help out with, you know, publicity and setting up. And we used to do coffee and desserts and I mean, that over the years kind of got pared down a little bit, but we weren't alone.
But yeah, we did have the chance to listen to some very good live music at the Cliff House when they were running a concert series there.
Now, where's that?
That's in Ayerscliff.
That is, and I saw Penny Lang there. I saw Penny Lang there, and there were 9 of us in the audience.
Oh, my gosh.
But the music
anyway
was good. They didn't get big audiences, but the music was very good.
Yeah.
And when that stopped happening, there was a real lack. I mean, we wanted acoustic music. We didn't want to go to a bar-type venue and have very loud music blasted at us. We're thinking listening music, acoustic, of all styles. We've had an incredible variety of styles over the years, but it's always been acoustic-based with the odd electric instrument, but not often.
No. And I guess, you know, you've had loyal listeners, but what has the reaction been of the musicians generally?
They always want to come back.
They do.
Yeah.
They love it, especially any musician who has ever played in a bar. They come to the Church Street, and I mean, it's such a beautiful hall, and I mean, the hall just resonates, and the people are there to listen. And I know some musicians are actually a little unnerved at first because, like, these people are just sitting here watching you, listening. You know, they're not chatting and having a drink and, you know, saying hi to somebody. They're all so focused, but they love it. And, I mean, there were times we've had a struggle to pay them decently, but regardless, they always wanted to come back because it's such a beautiful hall and it's such an incredible audience. It's been a very good experience for musicians.
They need to be listened to, eh? Like you said, I can just imagine them really appreciating that. Just like we need to listen, you know. Sometimes I'm at home and I'm tired and I'm thinking, what should I do next? And what I want to do, because I like music, is just listen. That's at the, you know, when I start listening, I feel antsy at the beginning. I think, oh, I should be doing something. But, you know, I'm listening.
Well, we always noticed the whole preparation stage to get the concert rolling is a lot of work. And sometimes there's a little stress involved when there was weather conditions and sometimes a musician was late or there were glitches that had to be overcome. But always when the music started, we could feel ourselves relax. Mm-hmm. This is what we do it for.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it is a lot of work, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Posters.
Yeah.
Phone calls, brownies.
Posters, all the publicity. And when we were doing the bake table and the coffee and tea. Yeah. No, it got a little intense. And, you know, it's a gorgeous hall, but all the chairs had to be carried upstairs. All the tables
Used
to be carried upstairs. And the tables, you know, they were all mismatched. And I didn't think they were aesthetically pleasing, so I insisted we had to have tablecloths. So, of course, tablecloths have to be, you know, washed and ironed. It just went on and on.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty labor-intensive. But definitely, always, as soon as the music started, it was... Oh, yeah, this is why we're doing it.
And before you were saying that there's these places cropping up, these initiatives. So have you seen a change? Have you seen sort of a revitalization in the last several years since you've been doing it?
Yeah, the last couple of years, eh?
There's more going on.
Yeah.
And it's really nice for us just to go to somebody else's venue and sit there and enjoy the music.
We so appreciate it.
Yeah. Of course, what we really enjoyed as well was when we had musicians come, of course, we always offered them a place to stay. Often they were driving a distance, and that meant they came home and we got to sit down and have a beer and pizza was what we traditionally had after the concert because everybody needed to wind down a bit. And we just had some wonderful conversations and got to know people and have stayed in their places when we've gone traveling and... seen them again in different venues. So it's a whole group of friends that we might not have found.
The whole other dimension to live music is that human connection, making the connection to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so many different levels. Let's have a listen. I got this playlist, and we were talking while we were listening to Mood Indigo that we might pick the piece from Chris Rawlings, who's a Townships musician half the year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to set it up for us?
Yeah, it's The Log Driver's Waltz. It's a song that almost everybody knows. It was written by Wade Hemsworth, who died a number of years ago. And he was much loved amongst the musicians who were traveling across Canada as a songwriter and a performer. And actually, I was talking to Chris not too long ago, who runs Heath Orchards. He splits his time between doing that job and living in Toronto and doing music events there. But he has a live recording of this song that he did with Wade Hemsworth a number of years ago. And he's presently compiling a live album from a retrospective. And he's actually spoken to me about a couple of the songs that I have recorded him doing at the Church Street. So I'm really... honored to be able to
that are going to turn up on his disc.
That are going to be on his live disc. He's talked about two songs that he'd like to...
Hey.
Three songs, yes, that he'd like to use that I've recorded. But he's not going to use my recording of Log Driver's Waltz because he has one done with Wade Hemsworth, which
himself
is going to be very special. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
But this is the one recorded live at the Church Street Cafe.
It is.
So the
put
log
your dancing shoes on.
Yes, eh? Start jumping from log to log. There's a great... doesn't this have a video with it at the NFB? Isn't there a cartoon of this Log Driver's Waltz?
Oh, I haven't seen
now
that.
Now that you see that,
I'm wondering. I'm wondering. Anyway, we'll have a listen. Here he is. Chris Rawlings, Log Driver's Waltz.
If you'll ask any girl in the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes, she'll say, I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but... I do love to waltz with a log driver, for he comes burning down white water. That's where the log driver learned to step lightly, burning down white water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. When the drive's nearly over, we like to go down, watch all the lads as they work on the river, We know that come evening they'll be in the town. And we all want to waltz with the log driver before he comes burning down. Down Whitewater, that's where the log driver learns to set rightly. Burning down, down Whitewater, the log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Both my parents I've had to give way. Dance with the doctors, merchants and lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their feet are of clay. There's none with the style of my log driver, for he comes burning down. Down Whitewater, that's where the log driver learned to step lightly. Pleases girls completely. Now I've had my chances with all sorts of men, but there's none quite so fine as my lad on the river. We know that when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver, for he comes burning. Where the log driver learned to step lightly. Burning down, down Whitewater, the log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Let's hear ya.
Lovely. The Log Driver's Waltz, Chris Rawlings, recorded live at the church. Lovely. So if it's raining tomorrow and you have nothing to do, go check that out. It's 8 o'clock here and everywhere else too, I think, within the listening area. You're listening to Resonance, and we're going to take a little short break for a few messages, and we'll be back with some more music from the Church Street Cafe Coffee House series with David Gillies and Janice LeDuc. I hope you can stay with us.
Do we have a good old-fashioned general store in our area?
We sure do. We have Clark & Sons at 2881 College Street in Lenoxville. Whatever the season, Clark & Sons has you covered, from gardening to winterwear, pet supplies, gift ideas, and even bishop's wear. I tell you, if they don't have it at Clark & Sons, you don't need it.
Okay, well, let's go there right away.
It's now easier than ever to order from Domino's. Order online at domino's.ca, and as always, you can choose to pay with Interac at your door. And now, Domino's offers you more variety than ever with their brand new bread bowl pastas. Choose from four great flavors like Italian sausage marinara, three cheese mac and cheese, chicken carbonara, and chicken Alfredo. Or choose your own sauce and three ingredients and create your own bread bowl pasta. Domino's Pizza, 1105 Belvedere South in Sherbourne. Order by phone at 819-346-6767 or online at Domino's.ca. Domino's Pizza. Made fresh, arrives fresh, guaranteed.
And you're listening to Resonance on CJMQ 88.9. I'm your host, Julie Miller, and I'm here live in studio with David Gillies and Janice LeDuc of the Church Street Cafe. Hi.
Good to be here.
There we are. In this orange studio. I always ask my guests, what does this orange studio remind you of? What color of orange is that? Is it
melon? Carrot soup.
Carrot soup orange? First time I hear. It is warm in here, isn't it?
That must be it.
David, no thoughts?
No, I hadn't noticed. I hope that's not a typically male response.
No, we had a male in here who said it was the color of tang when we went and the orange couch in his living room growing up in the 70s.
No. Pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin soup. Yeah, yeah.
Pumpkin soup. Oh, yeah, I said carrot. Yeah, well, yeah, one or the other.
Yeah. Well, there's something sort of a bit marigoldish about it as well, although it's too late for marigolds, eh? Okay, let's get back to music. Where were we? We were talking about, during the break, we were talking about musicians passing through and you know, making friends with them. And
We often get calls from musicians who have heard about us, and either they're heading down east or they're down east and they're, you know, they're heading in the other direction, and they're looking for a venue, you know, to sort of tide them over to, you know, before they get to Montreal or Ottawa or Toronto or in the other direction. And so we had Don Bray called us. He is a retired fireman from Toronto. He came and played our stage, I believe, in our first year of Church
I think it
Street.
Was the second year, and
second
it was
year?
David Francy who told him about us.
Oh,
he's good
yes.
buddies with David. They had met up on the circuit.
Yes.
And David told him about our venue, and he came and did a solo performance, did a wonderful job.
Did a wonderful job, and he called us a few times wanting to come back, and we just felt guilty bringing him all that way just for our venue. But I guess two years ago or so, he called us. He'd paired up by that time with Alyssa Wright, who plays the cello and is a singer-songwriter also. And they were, I believe they were down east, and they were going to be heading back to their home in Orillia. And they wanted to know if, you know, we could fit in a gig for them. And we couldn't. We were stuck to the first Friday of the month, and we were booked. But I said, you know, if you're passing through and need a place to stay, you're, you know, this is a musician's B&B. Come, we'll put you up. And so they did, and we had dinner, and they spent the night and hit the road the next morning, and we had a great visit. And of course, we lined up a concert with them for the next season. So they came just this past year, the Brights. Mm-hmm. And it was like seeing old friends again, of course.
Yeah, we're back to that human connection, that personal
yeah.
connection
oh, yeah.
with the music.
For sure. So this song, so, Not yeah, Enough Whiskey, is okay. One of Alyssa's compositions.
Not Enough Whiskey.
Not it's
enough
a situation whiskey. I've run into often.
Oh, is it?
Yes. There never seems to be enough whiskey.
Well, I guess I have to join the club.
But the richness of the cello sound on this song is especially distinctive.
Oh,
it's such a nice
so rich.
Blending of sounds, the guitar and the cello and the two voices. That's why I chose this one to showcase what the Brights do, what their sound is.
Their sound is, eh?
Yeah.
They haven't been playing together too long. I think they've just put out one album.
One album together.
Yeah, they each have a few solo efforts, but this is their first.
Their album together is called Live, Love, and Dream.
Hmm.
And they're
nice.
Getting married this July.
They are.
They're a couple, and they're going to make it for
make
real.
It work. With the, whether they have
July.
Enough whiskey or not.
Yeah, I guess.
Barrel through. Okay, so this is recorded live at the Church Street Cafe by David Gillies. Not Enough Whiskey, The Brights, from their album Live, Love, Dream. Let's have a listen.
This is a song called Whiskey. No, actually, I think it's called Not Enough Whiskey.
There's not enough whiskey. to shed, and nothing more I can do. And there's not enough whiskey to get over you. No, there's not enough whiskey to get over. Too many dreams that have died, not much left.
That was recorded live at the Church Street Cafe, and we're doing some listening until 8:30 with David Gillies and Janice LeDuc of the Church Street Cafe. You were saying, Janice, what a beautiful album that is, the album of the Brights.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And it makes it so much richer having seen them perform those songs live and having got to know them.
There's something different about sometimes if you know the context, if you know the musician, then listening makes it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have that same experience, Dave?
Yes, we often find when we go to a show and enjoy the show, we get great pleasure out of buying a CD from the artists themselves, and when we bring it home, we listen to it a lot because we kind of feel like we know them, we've spoken to them or have a connection with them. And you know, when we've gone to a really good music festival, when we come home with like 8 CDs. That happened one time.
Oh, did it? Which music festival
that
was that?
That was down in Bellows Falls.
Roots on the River Festival.
It's a wonderful festival.
Oh, it's Fred Eaglesmith.
Yeah. It's the headliner festival. Is always Fred, and it's sort of a tribute concert to him. But all the other musicians are wonderful when you go there.
Down in Bellows Falls. That's in Vermont.
Vermont, yeah.
About 2 hours drive or a little more,
2 hours
maybe.
South.
Yeah,
it's a great festival.
8 discs.
Yes, and you know, we look at their itinerary, and I mean, I can go down and maybe not know any of the groups who are coming, and we just go regardless now because they are always wow.
You can count on the reputation.
Gotta go buy a CD. Yeah, they bring in really good people.
Makes me wonder, do you each have a favorite style of music? Because you said there was a large sort of diversity of styles that came through the church. But do you each have a style that you'd say, oh, yeah, that's what I like to listen to when I am needing music?
We're all over the place.
Yeah? We listen to jazz when we're eating supper.
Okay.
Bluegrass when cleaning house.
Rock and roll when doing the dishes.
What's that when you're doing the dishes?
Rock and roll.
No.
What we're saying is that we don't really have a single kind of music that we like. I guess if you had to pick one singer-songwriter, people who are writing songs from the heart, no matter what style of music they play, are the ones that really mean something to us. Mm-hmm. And we find less production is better than... Mm. You get some of these albums with so much going on that you kind of lose a song. I find that's what's so nice about live music is they don't have the chance to layer on all that stuff. It's just straight out what they can do.
Mm. And there's something, we're having an interesting cello sound coming into the microphone once in a while. Let's do some listening again. Let's do some listening. This is a recording from Gail Klink and Keith Whittle. What's the piece?
It's called Mary Mitchell. It was a friend of Gail's. I think it's one of the first songs she wrote. And it was a childhood friend of hers. And she did tell the story that as a result of writing this song and different people hearing it, she reconnected with this friend and they got together and they had lunch and they had quite a lovely time after 30 years of not seeing each other.
Yeah.
But I chose it because, you know, sometimes a musician really just nails a song. in a live concert. And I just had that feeling of this song that Gail and Keith really nailed it. They did a lovely job on it, and it's such a well-written song to start with that I thought it would be a good one to listen to.
And Keith and Gail, of course, are local.
Yeah.
From the Richmond and the Cowansville area.
Yeah. So this is Mary Mitchell, and it's from their latest disc, Café Rouge, I believe.
Yep.
Is it? All right.
That's right.
Here we go.
How'd we get so far apart? Hey, Mary Mitchell, and tell me how you are. And tell me what you're doing. And how'd we get so far apart? And I gotta say, I miss those times. I gotta say, I miss those days when we were young and what we are is never what we thought we'd be. Hey, Mary Mitchell, living down south on your boat, I wish that I was there, 'cause maybe you could float me away. Hey, Mary Mitchell, living down south on your boat, I wish that I was there, 'cause maybe you could float me away. And I gotta say, I'd have never believed, I gotta say, I'd have never dreamed that we would be like this, or that we'd leave behind anything we'd ever miss. If I could choose a time that I'd like to live again, if I could choose a time that I'd like to live again, we'd be hanging out in Sherbrooke in the spring.
Whittle from their album Café Rouge, although that was the version recorded live at the Church Street Café. In case you've just tuned in, you're listening to Resonance on CJMQ. I'm your host, Julie Miller, and I'm here live in studio with David Gillies and Janice LeDuc of the Church Street Café. And, well, the last concert's coming up on Friday. Do you feel funny?
Probably next fall, I'll start
feeling like something is missing in our lives.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret if you don't tell anybody.
Oh, well, I won't tell anybody.
Just between us.
Nobody who's listening, you just don't tell anybody.
We have got a concert planned, hopefully for November the 26th. We've got to nail down the hall. But we've got Steel Rail coming from Montreal because their wonderful guitarist, Dave Clark, who moved out to Victoria, is coming back for a while and they're going to do some gigs.
Wow.
And they wanted to share a night with Bill Garrett and Sue Lothrop, who started off the show with their song Red Shoes. So that's going to be a really good concert. And November the 26th is when we're planning to do it. And again, if you want to be reminded, you have to get on our email list, because that's the only publicity we're going to do.
So it's a good time to give the email address out.
It is, yeah.
What is it?
The email address would be blackcat@netrevolution.com.
blackcat@netrevolution.com. Just think of Black Cat books.
Yeah. Free advertising, we'll go for it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of ways to remember. Net Revolution, think of something revolutionary, like hearing music and knowing the musicians. It's revolutionary. Well, we're going to listen to some Will Patton just in a few minutes, but before we do, we're going to listen to a very special recording. Giggle, giggle. David, you got this funny smile on your face.
Well, I was just telling Julie during the last song that we did actually, David and I got up on stage and played music, we think about three times over the 11 years. And it was funny because we just kind of had access to these incredibly talented musicians that we quickly realized we were not of a high enough caliber to play on our own stage.
But you did a couple of those.
But that was fine. But we did. We planned it twice, and another time a musician could not make it. There was always that chance, and David always had his guitar with us when the show went on, just in case the musician couldn't make it, and it made me terribly nervous.
And that night we had to take the stage on about 5 minutes' notice.
Oh, my gosh.
What I did is I ran to the phone and I called Perry Beaton and I said, Perry, we need a bass player in 5 minutes. He says, I love getting calls like that. And he was there halfway through the second song, tuned and playing along.
Wow.
Which we were eternally grateful for.
Yes.
Wow. Was there a snowstorm?
Yes, there was a snowstorm. Terry Tuss was doing his level best to get here, and there was an accident on the auto route, and he got rooted around a great big long detour, and simply, he did turn up at 9 o'clock. But we had to fill in until he got there. And he turned up and he did a great concert.
Wow. So he opened for Terry Tufts.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Did he play a full concert after that? Did it go on into the wee hours? Or?
No. It went till the normal time because that's what we found people wanted. They wanted it to go to about a little after 10 and then they wanted to go home or on to wherever they were going. But
did you ever have a concert where the musician just didn't want to stop playing? Or is that all the time? Or,
well, we've had a few where the encores went on for quite a while. Yeah. But never much beyond 10:30.
I thought you were going to say never much beyond 10 encores.
That would be a lot of encores.
That's appreciation for you. Okay, so we're going to listen to your very own version of Sentimental Journey. Was this recorded when you had to cover at the last in the last 5 minutes?
No, we had planned this one. This was one of our planned appearances, and we had a lot of friends on this song. We credited it to the Church Street Choir because we had John Foster and his ukulele. We had Perry Beaton on his bass. We had Jackie Hyman with her guitar. Martha Hamm singing a wonderful, wonderful harmony, and Todd Winquist also on his guitar, all on this recording. So it was a real group effort.
Okay. Sentimental Journey. Let's go.
And a great song.
And a great song.
This is the Church Street Choir.
Journey, gonna set my mind at ease.
appreciative audience for the Church Street Cafe Choir. It's amazing, but it's already almost 8:30. I can't believe how time flies. Sentimental Journey. Yes, well, it's going to be quite the concert on Friday. What do you think?
The musicians that are coming are really high caliber. David Guskov, who plays the violin, he plays for the Vermont Symphony.
Really?
When he's not busy with Will Patton. Will, actually, a funny connection here is Will, who now plays mandolin, started off as a musician playing stand-up bass, and he played stand-up bass on Chris Rawlings' first recording on vinyl in 1970.
Oh, it's a small world.
And Chris is planning to come to the show. He hasn't seen Will since then.
Oh.
So isn't that a nice connection?
Oh, live music. That human touch you're talking about. Community. even the years can't separate people. Okay, so that will be the Will Patton Ensemble this Friday, May 7th. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 7. Concert starts at 8. Last concert at the Church Street Cafe. And the entrance, the tickets are?
They're $8 at the door.
As usual.
Yeah, no reservations needed.
No reservations needed. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for doing the show. This is a great show.
Well, thank you. And I was going to thank you for doing the concert series. This is so inspiring and so wonderful. But you're not giving it up, as you say. You're just changing
forms.
It's
not quite the end of our sentimental journey. We're not.
No.
It will carry on.
You're not ready to feel sentimental yet.
Yeah, right.
It's a journey, but let's just keep going.
That's it. Exactly.
So I've had David Gillies and Janice LeDuc in the studio for the last hour, and if you want to have a wonderful musical experience, even if it's your first time going to the Church Street Cafe, you can head off there on Friday evening. Thanks very much. Let's listen to something from the Will Patton Ensemble's album String Theory. This is Choral for Rachel, which was written for Rachel Bissix, who is a Vermont singer-songwriter who passed away.
A very much loved Vermont singer-songwriter who passed away due to cancer a couple of years ago now.
Mm-hmm. On that note, here we go. Taking a break for a couple of messages, but we'll be back with the last half hour of Resonance for this Tuesday evening. Please stay with us.
University Bookstore offers you stationery supplies as well as reading material for all ages and interests.